On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
Pelican Brewing cracks open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in refreshment. I will be at the beach today. I was not born at the beach, but I will be at the beach this afternoon. Very excited. Heading to the coast. Let's talk some more college football with our friend Brett McMurphy, now of On3 Sports, at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. First off, Brett, thank you for the time, and congratulations on the big move to On3. They got any more cash laying around for us? You guys are scooping everybody up right now.
Have your guys contact my guys. Okay. Talk.
Our people will get in touch with your people. I was watching you with Andy and Ari the other day and getting ready for college football season. You do a great job of publicizing your top 25 poll week in and week out. That's how I'm feeling. You had Georgia number one in the country, and people couldn't believe it. Like Georgia, really Georgia. What is it about the Bulldogs, and why do you like them as the number one team in the country?
So for me, basically my top seven or top eight, you could tell me any of those teams and say that's the number one team in the country, and I would say I have no issue with that. I just happen to put Georgia at top. I think everyone in my top eight, and that's about as far as I think you can go down, that have legitimate shots to win the national title, Oregon in that group. But every one of them pretty much has their own warts, if you will. They're all little bit of negatives. And what I looked at for Georgia is, basically the past 4 years, they've had more wins, more national championships. They've been in more conference title games than anybody else. And their biggest weakness last year was at wide receiver. They led the nation in drop passes. So in the offseason, they addressed that. They bring in Zachariah Branch, electric returner and receiver from USC, and Noah Thompson from A&M. And obviously Gunnar Stockton takes over at quarterback. He came in, he led him to victory against Texas in the SEC game, but then lost in the first round in their first playoff game against Notre Dame. So I think he's going to be vastly improved. I think the defense always has been a strong point with Georgia. I don't think that'll change. And I think probably the biggest X factor for me is basically every year since Kirby Smart's been at Georgia, they have had a top three national recruiting class. So they are stockpiling talent. I know they lose a lot to the NFL every year, but I think the base is there, that they're going to be strong again. And again, these are just, minute differences between Georgia and even down to Oregon, who I have at number eight. And then also, Georgia's projected to be favored in every game this year. Doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but they are projected to be favored in every game. And they get Texas and Alabama in Athens. Last year they had those two games on the road. So last year, you guys know, my number one team in the preseason was Oregon. And the Ducks went 13-0, and then they got screwed by the seeding of the college football playoff. Thankfully, they corrected that a year too late for Oregon. So will Georgia run the table? We'll find out. It's no guarantee to win the national title, but that's why I give them the slightest of edges at number one. And I'm sure I'm probably on an island with this pick, but that's fine. Texas will end up being number one on Monday. And the number one team in the AP poll has failed to win the championship in 19 of the last 21 years.
Wow.
So being number one is not necessarily a good thing.
It's a funny world we live in, Brett, where you out loud say, you know, I'm probably on an island picking Georgia to be the best team in college football, but we might be there.
Yeah.
I'm curious, the elite team or the team that you think most of your other writers that are going to vote in the AP poll have that are going to be really highly ranked, that for some reason you got too many questions, or you're not quite buying the same level as some of the others?
Well, I think, you know, my top eight, I think, will be the top eight that comes out Monday. And that's some kind of, in what order, I don't know, but that's Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Oregon, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. What order they come in, I don't know. But I really don't have any questions about those guys. I guess the biggest question for all of those eight, with the exception of Penn State and with the exception of Clemson, and that's quarterback. Six of the top eight teams have new starting quarterbacks. Doesn't mean they're not going to be successful. Doesn't mean they will be successful. It's just kind of an unknown. So I think that's the biggest thing for me. Is you've got these unknown at quarterback, and that is, you know, not arguably, that is the biggest position. And I think you can look at the quarterbacks of the national championship teams and contending teams the past few years. And obviously, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a shot. But like, as much as we think we know that these are the eight teams, and I think everybody agrees, you know, maybe there's somebody else you want to, maybe an LSU or Miami, maybe if you want to include in that group, maybe, maybe not. But as much as we think we know that these are the teams that are going to finish up in the top eight, again, all you have to look at the history of the AP poll. And in 29 of the last 31 years, so this isn't like a two-year deal, three-year, basically going back the last 31 years, there's been a top 10 team every year that finished unranked. And it happened last year with Florida State. And we ended up having three teams that started the year unranked that finished in the top 10, Arizona State, Boise State, and Indiana. So as much as we think, wow, these guys really look like they're the elite,
right,
one of those eight will finish the year unranked. Trying to figure out which one, though, isn't easy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, that is such a good point. Brett McMurphy is our guest now of On3 Sports, America's college football insider, at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. You mentioned Oregon being in this category. I'm just, like, have they reached a point? Because I made this argument a couple weeks ago and some people laughed at me, but they replaced so much 2 years ago to the NFL, and everybody thought, well, how do you replace Bo and Troy Franklin and Bucky Irving and Jackson Powers Johnson? And they set a program record for NFL draft picks 2 years ago and landing second year. Returned the next year, a lot of new faces, some transfers, some guys they developed, and they went 13-0, as you point out, last season. I'm just kind of to the point now where they've recruited at such a high level that, yeah, you're going to have questions because you're replacing guys every year, but they've just reached this, like, kind of cruise control level of, we know that they're going to be an elite program year in and year out. Are you there with Oregon with Dan Lanning, even with the quarterback questions going into the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, everyone loses guys to the NFL, but you know, it's not like, you know, even, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago where you had to wait 2 or 3 years for your recruiting class to cycle through the program so you could improve. You can make those changes overnight, you know, with the portal. And yeah, I mean, I love what Dan has done at Oregon. I mean, you know, the only team on the face of the planet whose only losses are to teams that went to the national title game the last 2 years. You know, they're the only team in the country that has scored at least 30 points. They lead the nation 25 of 28 games the past two seasons with Dan and offensive coordinator Will Stein. So, you know, Moore comes in at quarterback. You know, I think he's going to surprise some non-Oregon people that may not know a lot about him, about what a dynamic quarterback he can be. And yeah, I totally agree. Oregon is at the point of a Georgia, of an Alabama, of an Ohio State, where the names may change, but they're still going to be an elite program. They're still going to be expected to compete for certainly a college football playoff bid now that we've gone to 12, but also a national championship. Obviously losing Stewart at wide receiver, you know, is not great news. But again, I guess if there is a positive to take out of that it didn't happen the week before the season started. So Oregon's had some time to move some people around, get some other guys more reps and stuff. But yeah, Oregon is certainly in that class of handful of elite programs who you expect to be in there year in, year out. The bad news is, so is Ohio State, so is Penn State.
Right.
So it's not easy sledding, but as we saw last year, it's weird. You know, we're talking about, it's weird that I'm the only one going to pick Georgia. What also is weird is I don't think there is obviously a big incentive to win the conference, but I don't think it's the end all be all like with the 14 playoff. Because Ohio State showed last year, you don't have to even play in your conference championship game and still win a national title. So certainly people aren't going to sandbag and try not to win it. But if you don't win it, there still is a path to win the national title. And that's, quite frankly, what anyone's going to remember anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. If you would have told me 5 years ago, hey, Oregon goes 13-0 in the Big Ten and wins a conference title, but you're disappointed by the end of the season, I would have laughed at you. But that was kind of the vibe last year. I did want to squeeze in one question on Oregon State, Brett. You're a national writer. You cover the sport coast to coast. I'm just curious where the thought process is at all on them and where they're at in this current kind of piece of the puzzle. And
one year out from the conference.
And how much, how much does that help being back in a conference and having a footing and playing for a playoff spot if they win as a G5? Like, how much does that help their national spotlight?
Well, yeah, that's huge. I mean, this year is kind of their last year in limbo. You know, I did my bowl projections for On3. I have Oregon State getting over six wins, getting to a bowl game. But yeah, kind of this year, they're kind of their last year, kind of just, you know, it, basically an independent, if you will.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's huge, you know, getting the band back together, different members for the Pac-12. But yeah, because now, you know, look, if you're not in a Power Four conference, you still have a shot to get to the playoff. If you win your conference, you have to be better than, you know, I know there's five other non-power conferences, but you know, literally, realistically, there's, you know, maybe two other ones that you're going to be competing with, you know, Conference USA, MAC, you know, those guys aren't going to have the quality teams that the Mountain West, the American, I guess the Sun Belt now is kind of rising up. So yeah, I think that's huge. And being in a conference You know, we talked about with Oregon, well, it doesn't matter if you win a conference, but obviously at the non-power level, that is a much bigger deal. And you win that conference, and then, yeah, you're in a playoff. And then who knows what can happen? You know, look at Boise State last year.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun this summer? You had a little time off. I know you transitioned with a new company, but you do anything fun before the season's here?
I did not. Just I live in Florida, so just stayed around here and sweated to death and got ready, trying to get ready for football. Hey, I'm just glad we're not talking about NIL and house settlement lawsuits and all this other stuff that makes, you know, my eyeballs roll in the back of my head. But it'll be an exciting year. But yeah, you're right. Who would have thought Oregon become the first team in the history of the Big Ten to beat Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State in the same year, and people would be like, gosh, I wish it would have ended better.
What a letdown that was, you know? It's a weird time in college football, and I can't wait for it to be back. Brett McMurphy's one of our favorites now with On3. They're getting everybody, so go find On3 at Brett_McMurphy on Twitter. We always appreciate the time out here in Oregon, man. Happy near kickoff season. Let's do this again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.